Hey watch fans, are you in the market for a pair of sunglasses? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Retrospects at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. I've been wearing sunglasses from Retrospects for almost 5 years now, and I absolutely love them and would not wear anything else. I mean, they have, you know, modern day interpretations of the original stuff. They have the original stuff that everybody wants. They do prescription, they do restoration, they do it all. Mention this ad and get 10% off your first purchase and free shipping anywhere within the U.S. You can log on to their website at www.retrospects.com, or you can email them at lasvegas@retrospects.com. Okay, on with the show. Today I want to talk to you about how smartwatches will affect the watch industry, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. This is Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to the show. Just got back from a really fun trip in Dallas. Went to go see Noel Gallagher, who used to be in Oasis. He has his own solo act called Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. Went and saw him at the Majestic Theater in Dallas, Texas, with my best friend. Hung out, drank a lot of Guinness, ate a lot of food, just chilled out, got 2 days away from Vegas. In an anticlimactic event, went to the JFK Museum, got to see where JFK was assassinated. It was kind of eerie. It was kind of cool. It was kind of historic. I'm glad I did it. Now I'm back and ready to go. On today's episode, I want to talk to you about something that I frequently get asked, and I've been trying to delay this as much as possible, but I figure this is the right time. With the advent of the new Apple Watch and watch companies doing all sorts of stuff, you know, combining technology and horology. And, you know, I always get asked, you know, what impact will smartwatches have on the Swiss watch industry? It's an interesting debate. I think for the new generation of consumers, watch consumers, who grow up with iPhones, it's something that very much interests them. It interests them to combine technology and horology. I am from a different school. I absolutely love horology, watchmaking, for the art of just that. I don't need to, you know, connect through my wristwatch to, you know, my email. I don't need to listen to, you know, Sirius satellite radio or listen to my iTunes playlist or, you know, do things that you can do on your iPhone. And even the Apple Watch, you have to have your iPhone with you in order for it to work properly, to sync properly. Essentially, it's just, you know, beaming from one device to the other. IWC, I mentioned in my last podcast, came up with something called the Connect, you know, which is a very sort of novel way of them integrating technology and horology by inserting, it's almost like it's a circular disc inserted into the strap, and, you know, wearers will be able to connect with their, you know, smart devices through that, and it will track their fitness and so on and so forth. And I think that's cool, and I think that's important. But, you know, for the most part, I really don't think personally it's going to have a massive impact, because at the end of the day, people who buy wristwatches will buy wristwatches for the art of horology, watchmaking, craftsmanship, exclusivity. And you just can't get that kind of thing, in my opinion. It gets lost when you start integrating technology, modern day technology. You know, I just feel like the more you have, the more things you have going on, the more it can go wrong with it. And honestly speaking, I think it defeats the purpose of having a wristwatch for a wristwatch. If you want, like, a smart device, there are many different ways you can get it. There's the Apple Watch. There's different smart watches that you can get, and that's great, you know. Plus, you know, smart watches in general, like the Apple Watch. I mean, John Mayer said it in the New York Times. I think it could be a great pocket watch. But then again, you know, you've got your phone, which does everything, your iPhone, your whatever you may have, whatever handheld device you have today, pretty much does everything you could want it to do. So I don't really understand the need to have it on your wrist. It just, to me, is more impersonal and more gadgety, and it's another thing that will take away from human interaction. You know, we're so, I think, consumed by, you know, if nothing's going on or if our interest is not captivated, being completely engrossed with our handheld device. And I think that that's really sad. It's really taken us away from human interaction. You know, if someone's not talking for 2 seconds, we feel the need to text or check our Facebook or, you know, our emails or surf the web or do something that's just completely useless and serves no purpose. I mean, I understand I'm, and believe me, I'm the biggest, I do that myself all the time, and I want to stop because it's annoying to people when you're hanging out that you're checking you're looking at your device and you're not paying attention and you're not, you know, you're not present. And I think that that's another reason why I don't like integrating, you know, horology and technology, modern day smart technology together. It's another way of disconnecting from people and being distracted with, you know, everything we have going on. And, you know, you don't focus on the real stuff when you're really, like, you know, connected to technology. You just don't. I don't know how many times I've seen people on their phone with their head down texting or checking their Facebook or surfing, and they walk into a pole, or, you know, they bump their head somewhere or they're not looking or whatever. It doesn't matter. It's just my personal feeling is that it's not going to affect the Swiss watch industry. The Swiss watch industry is definitely taking note of it. They're definitely integrating it. Watch companies are definitely somehow integrating technology the best way they can without being too invasive and too in your face. But again, even the IWC Connect, I mean, it almost looks like, I don't know, it takes away from that personal thing, you know, like when you see that little device, even though it's on the strap and it's not on the watch, it's an indicator of technology. It's like, it's still kind of in your face, no matter how small it is, no matter how subtle it is, it takes away from the originality of the watch itself, you know, and it's a distraction. So, those of you out, listen, if you want to go out there and do it, please, by all means, do it. I personally am not a fan, and I know a lot of people who are watch collectors who are not fans themselves. They find it annoying, they find it distracting, they find it irritating, and it's just another reason for us to not interact with each other. If you have any questions, you can certainly email me at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. You can check out my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. I'd like to thank my sponsor, A Retrospect at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. There's nothing to think about. If you want the best sunglasses, you want prescription, you want restoration, you want modern day interpretations of the original stuff, you want the original stuff, email lasvegas@retrospects.com and get 10% off your first purchase and free shipping anywhere within the U.S. by mentioning this ad. You can check out their website at www.retrospects.com. Please check out my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are at @AmitDevHonda. You can also check out my Facebook watch page, and don't forget to like it. You can also sign up for my weekly newsletter if you don't have time to commit to my blog on a daily basis. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.